Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
The following is paid for by Secure Money Advisors. Information on the program is intended to solely further the public's general knowledge about the product. Opinions expressed should not be relied upon for any purpose by any member of the audience. News Radio KDKA does not guarantee the accuracy of any of the information aired on the following program.
These are the people, the movers and shakers, the businesses, the people you know in your community who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on 100.1 FM and AM 1020, KDKA.
All right, we are getting underway with another edition of Secure Money Advisors on the Money. As I told you, Brian is off today, but we've got Michael Diolis and Ben Lewis with us. And I want to remind you that Luke and Mike are standing by to take all of your calls throughout the hour. Here's that number to dial, 412-286-1470, 412-286-1470. And to get the book, Right Track Your Retirement, great Christmas gift to yourself or someone else. Hanukkah starts tomorrow. Get this thing as quickly as you can by going to righttrackpittsburgh.com. They'll send it to you absolutely free and pick up the shipping to that book, of course, penned by our own Brian Caranta. And again, another number to throw out there if you want to use this throughout the week as well, 800-656-8616. And if you call Luke and Mike today and you set up an appointment, remember that first in-office review is absolutely free. So up first, Fed rate cut. That's been a big story of late. Jerome Powell and company. Income and annuities. That's where we will begin today with these two gentlemen, Michael Diolis and Ben Lewis. This is Secure Money Advisors on the Money. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning, Rob. Good morning, Ben.
Good morning.
Yeah, so guys, we really appreciate you tuning in. And, you know, the Fed rate cut's been big news. There was a few earlier this fall, you know, September, October. We had our third of the year. And, you know, what does that mean? So, Ben, let's talk about that.
Yeah, absolutely. And what I think what a lot of people need to understand with the Fed rate cut is, number one, you know, we have a lot of people will come in and say, well, I'm not getting a mortgage anytime soon. What the heck do I care about interest rates?
Exactly. Right?
But it has everything to do with the retiree.
It does. Safe money is heavily reliant on where interest rates are. You know, so something that people need to understand is, you know, if you're a borrower, you know, you're buying a new home, a new car, something like that, you know, low interest rates are phenomenal for you. If you remember, Rob, everyone was refinancing their houses back in 2020 because they dropped rates down. People could get 30-year mortgages at 2 to 3%, which is amazing, right? But interest rates went up because of inflation, but there was a silver lining to that. Safe money got very attractive. CDs were paying 4, 5, I saw as high as 6%. Yeah. Guaranteed income from annuities were in the payout rates of 7 to 8%, and then rates have started to fall. Inflation is supposedly handled, right? I don't think anyone feels that way, but regardless, the rates are going down, and what that does is it directly impacts your opportunity for safe money, right? Yeah. So, you know, we have folks that have been coming in last year that were getting guaranteed rates of 6%. Rob, that's guaranteed 6% 10-year rate of return. I mean, some people don't even get that in the stock market, right? And now we've seen that start to fall, and another rate cut has happened just a couple of days ago. So, Ben, how many people have we had come in saying, should I wait? No.
I was just going to bring it up, Michael, because I wanted to talk about how dangerous that question can be, and dangerous in our world, but for the individual, how costly can that be? I mean, I was just reading an article the other day, Michael, that fixed interest rate annuities over just a 6-month period are looking at maybe coming down an entire percentage. So if today you were going to get 5.4% guaranteed interest, just 6 months from now, 4.4% interest. And how many people do we hear say, oh, well, I'm not retiring for 2 years, so we got time. We got a ton of time. We'll get this figured out at some point. How dangerous and how costly is that question?
I mean, it's huge. People don't understand that retirement planning isn't something you do just a couple months before you retire. Mm-hmm. You know, it's something you need to be focusing on 5 years before you retire and making sure you're doing everything right. Because the stock markets nowadays, they move so dramatically. And if you just stay in that accumulation phase, keep everything in that stock market bucket and that 401k, and maybe things continue to work out well, you could be fine. But what if they don't? You know, there's talks of this AI bubble. Is it real? Is it not? We don't know. But what if it does come true and the market does drop 20, 30, 40% and you kept everything in that risk bucket because you didn't want to plan soon enough? Look, if there is any time to plan your retirement and set up safety, it's now. While interest rates are high, they're not going back up anytime soon.
Yeah.
They've cut three times. They're talking about maybe four more cuts in this next year. And if you want guaranteed income, you want safety in retirement, it's really important to think about it now.
Yeah, it's a really good point, Michael. And I just had somebody say to me the other day, you know, he said, I actually think that this market's going to continue to go up for a while, but at the same time, I don't gamble anymore because most of my bets lose.
Yeah.
And so what I took from that is, and what we talk about all the time is me, you, Brian, Neil, Mike, Luke, Warren Buffett, maybe,
yeah.
But can't time the market. Don't know what's coming in the market. And to your point, could be a success, could be a failure. But Michael, here's a question I want to ask and talk about a little bit. How do you, you touched on it a little bit, but let's dive into it. How does the annuity work into that? And where does that come into play from an income standpoint with these changing interest rates?
Yeah, let me give you an example. A lot of people want to set up, you know, CDs, for example. They have some money sitting in the bank and they want some safety in CDs. And you could find some pretty good short-term CDs right now in the low to mid 4% range. And when I say short-term, I'm talking 3 to 6 months.
Right.
But when we're looking at setting up annuities for people, CDs are great for short-term safe money. But we're not trying to win this year.
Right.
You know, when people retire, we're trying to win for a lifetime. We're trying to win for 25, 30 years. So why not lock in a guaranteed lifetime income payment for the rest of your life when interest rates are as high as they've been in 20 years? You know, to us, it seems like common sense, but you need to see behind the lines to understand what we see here. And that's the problem is, you know, the common investor can't see what we see.
Yeah.
In the professional scene.
Yeah, it's a good point because that's why people hire us, right? Is so that they don't have to worry about money anymore. Not they don't have to worry about money for the rest of this year or 9 months and then worry about money again. So they don't have to worry about money in their retirement. And, you know, you talk about the CDs being short term, sometimes even the longer term. Some of these fixed annuities, we do still run into, whether it's a 5-year term, a 7-year term. At the end of that term, you are at the mercy of what the interest rate environment looks like at the time that term is up. That's why so many people are realizing and turning to the income annuity, the guaranteed lifetime income annuity, because we're locking in a lifetime income payout when those payout rates are high.
Yes. And, you know, folks, they don't work for everybody. You know, I had somebody come in, they were 75 years old, and they said, look, you know, the men in my family don't make it past 80, but that income annuity sounds good.
Sure.
Well, look, if you have likely 5 years left, you're not going to get the power of an income annuity. But I have somebody that I bought one for. She's 53 years old. She's going to turn it on when she's 60. She's going to have a 15% payout of her original principal.
Yeah.
So she put in about $500,000. At 60 years old, she's going to have $75,000 per year, guaranteed lifetime income, and the women in her family make it to 100.
Wow.
So 40 years of $75,000 a year from one deposit of $500,000. Does that sound worth it?
Unbelievably.
That's why I picked you.
Yeah. That's right. Yeah. That's right.
That's a slam dunk. All right, listen, I want to remind everyone, you want to get that book, Right Track Your Retirement, righttrackpittsburgh.com. They'll send it to you, pick up the shipping free. But tell them, Mike, about Luke and Mike standing by. And if you have any question you need answered, they can call 412-286-1470.
Yeah, so we have some of our new advisors standing by that are taking live calls from this show. Give them a call. Call in. If you're looking to schedule, they'll help you get scheduled. If you have some questions, they'll help you navigate that too. So give that number a call that Rob just gave you there. That's 412-286-1470. And if you haven't ordered our book yet, you're missing out. Go to righttrackpittsburgh.com. We outline our philosophies in layman's terms. There's some good stories in there. It's very easy to read, and it'll help you make sure you're on the right track.
All right, coming up in our next segment with Ben and Michael, market volatility and the two-bucket approach that I get rave reviews about all the time after they talk about it. So again, stay with us. Much more to come. It is Secure Money Advisors on the Money. Brian is off today. Ben and Mike are here. And again, that number to get a hold of Luke and Mike right now, 412-286-1470, 412-286-1470. We'll be back.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
These are the people who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on 100.1 FM and AM 1020. KDKA.
All right, here we go. Segment two, Secure Money Advisors on the Money. Michael Dialis, Ben Lewis, market volatility and the two-bucket approach. Michael.
Yeah, so, you know, market volatility has been pretty big story this year. I mean, there was back in April, I think they were calling it Liberation Day, where market dropped nearly 12% over just a few days. It recovered and recovered strong. And then, you know, during this government shutdown, there's a lot of anxiety around that, and we saw that reflected in the market, and it dropped about 5% over a week to 2 weeks, and it's then recovered from there. But you know, will it stay up? And that's the question that people struggle with. Right. And you know, it's sad to say, but we see people come in every day that they have enough money to retire, but they're terrified to pull the trigger because they have everything in the market, and they're at risk, and they don't know, can they afford to retire? And the question is, yes, today you can.
Yeah.
But tomorrow or next week or next year, I don't know.
Yeah.
Because when you keep everything at risk, you have no idea what that market's going to do to your money. Now, while I say that, we are not anti-stock market folks.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
There are anti-stock market people out there. There are people that say you need to protect everything you have, don't have a penny at risk. And you know, for some people, maybe that works. There's also people that are out there that are anti-safe money, that are anti-annuity, anti, you know, protection. We are neither. We are anti not having a plan.
Yeah.
You know, this is what the two-bucket approach is all about, is having a balance between safety and protection, not, you know, safety and having a conservative portfolio. Safety meaning true protection, meaning you cannot lose, meaning you have guarantees.
Yeah.
And on the risk side of things in the market, having that ability to have long-term growth.
Yeah.
That's what the two-bucket approach is all about.
Yep.
Having one bucket focused on getting the income you need for the rest of your life, and the other bucket focused on growing.
Yeah. And Michael, I want to go back to what you said, because this one really strikes a chord for me when you said there's people that have enough money to retire, but don't know that they can because there's no clarity. Because for me, and if you've listened before, you might have heard my story, but I came to the firm after you, but in a similar way to you, that my dad became a client of Brian's, and I saw the impact that it made on his life and his clarity going forward. And we see this all too often, that we can run the numbers as much as we want. So there's the math behind the two bucket approach. There's the math behind, yes, the income annuity gives you this leverage, and if you have longevity, the payouts will never keep up, and it's great. But I want to talk about the difference between the math side of your retirement plan and then the emotional and the peace of mind side of your retirement plan. Because I can think off the top of my head, a couple came in a couple weeks ago, they had $3 million, more than enough for them to retire. They were terrified, and not even terrified, but were sure of themselves that they didn't have enough to retire because of what we're talking about here. Because he was going to retire last year, little dip. He went to a number that he wasn't comfortable with. He went below his threshold. And so we keep delaying and we keep delaying. And so there's the financial side of things, but then there's also the peace of mind and these guarantees, and having that safe bucket can be so important.
Yes, it is. And, you know, folks, we hear all the time from people like yourselves that listen to our radio shows, watch our TV shows, come to our educational events. They come in, they sit down with us. You know, we're a fiduciary firm. Every advisor that you could meet with is a licensed fiduciary. And they sit down and we show them where they are and where they could be. And the number one comment we hear every time is, why has nobody shown it to me like this before?
Right.
Why have I never seen it so clearly before?
Right.
You know, people are used to getting that 30-page packet of, you know, pie charts and bar graphs and Monte Carlo scenarios. That means absolutely nothing to nobody, but confuse you and make you think, well, I guess I'm glad someone else is doing this because I have no idea what I'm looking at. What we do is try to get you on the same page as us. Try to have you understand where your money is, what it needs to do for you, and how to create income from it. And, you know, the old school approach, the 60-40 split, you know, people assume diversification protects them. Mm-hmm. You know, as long as I have some money in stocks and bonds, I'll be okay.
Yep.
Look back to 2008. Mm. How many people that were diversified still got hit over the head with a hammer?
Yeah.
I mean, I have a client, her dad retired in 2007. He didn't stay retired.
Oh, geez.
He had to go back to work 3 years later as he watched his money take this big dip. He took a couple more years of income, and he realized, I have less than half of what I started with, and I'm 3 years into retirement. So he had to go back to work, not making what he was making before, a significant pay cut. It was hard for him to get a job because he was a bit older, and you know, it was difficult in his 60s to find new employment.
Yeah.
And it just completely wrecked his retirement because he relied on the traditional advice of, don't worry about it. You're going to be okay.
Yeah.
Hang in there for the long haul. It's going to come back. That is not true when you need that money to work for you.
Yeah.
If you're 20, 30, 40, sure, you can hang in there for the long haul because you have time until you need that money. If you're in your 50s approaching retirement, maybe you can.
Yeah.
If you're right in the red zone, 5 years or less from retirement, let me tell you this, a significant market crash can ruin your chances of retirement. And you need the safety there to protect you. And that's what the two bucket approach is all about. The purpose of your money determining the placement, making sure you have the safety set up on the safe side. So on that risk side, when that market crash comes, not if it comes, when it comes, you have the ability to absorb that hit because you have the safety set up.
Yeah. Yeah. And I want to go back to that. So that has to do with sequence risk too, right? Because the example you gave the gentleman that retired in 2007, someone who maybe has the same exact plan and the same exact investments that retired at a different time might have been successful. Mm-hmm. If they had 6 or 7 years of growth before their losses, maybe they were successful. And that's the danger in this, is because a lot of people will say, oh, well, you know, a friend of mine retired 6 years ago and it worked for them and it's working for them. So I'll follow that same strategy.
Yeah.
And even with all that being the same, it can be a huge success or a huge failure.
We have a phenomenal example of this in our book of a brother and sister who have the exact same amount of money when they start. They have the exact same withdrawal strategy, the exact same investments, 2 different years where they retire. One of them doubles their money. The other one runs out. Order the book.
Yeah.
Order the book, Right Track Your Retirement, righttrackpittsburgh.com. And if you have a question for Luke or Mike, or you want to set up an appointment, anything, they're there standing by right now to answer your phone calls directly on this Saturday morning at 412-286-1470, 412-286-1470. And again, the other number, the toll-free number, if you want to use this throughout the week, 800-656-8616. But very important, every Saturday now, we've got Luke and Mike standing by live when we do the show, 412-286-1470, 412-286-1470. We could get some significant snowfall today. Margo's on the case with that. Andy Amrine dropped by earlier today on my show to talk about some of the things that you need to go through the snow. And of course, they'll be back in the 10 o'clock hour today, the guys from True Value. So that's the big story today. But when we get back, more on what they're talking about today in our next segment, Taxes, Urgency, and Year-End Planning with Michael Diolis and Ben Lewis in today for Brian Carranza, Secure Money Advisors on the Money with your Pratt Pack for a Saturday at KDKA. Good morning.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
The following is paid for by Secure Money Advisors.
These are the people who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on 100.1 FM and AM 1020. KDKA.
All right, Brian is off today, but the dynamic duo here, that next generation, you got Michael Diolis and Ben Lewis. And right now, the third segment today, Taxes, Urgency, and Year-End Planning. Don't forget Luke and Mike right now throughout the rest of the hour standing by. If you want to make an appointment or anything on your mind you need to ask them, you can do so. 412-286-1470. And to get Brian's very popular book, Right Track Your Retirement, absolutely free, and they pick up the shipping, go to righttrackpittsburgh.com. Michael.
Yeah, so let's talk about taxes, Ben, mm-hmm. because this time of year is where procrastination can get very expensive.
Yeah, yeah, it's the truth, and it's different this year too, right? With the big, beautiful bill, mm-hmm. changes in standard deduction for some folks. Mm-hmm. So what are some of the ways that we're looking at the year-end planning and some of the moves that, or maybe if they don't even make sense to take, we're at least entertaining and we're walking through and making sure that we're aware of it.
Absolutely. So everyone out there, especially the listeners of our shows, have heard of Roth conversions.
Right.
You know, the idea behind a Roth conversion is taking monies from your pre-tax IRA, 401k, and moving them over to a Roth IRA,
yeah.
which then can grow completely tax-free for you moving forward so that you have a bucket of money that if you need to dip into later in life, you don't have to worry about how much money you're going to owe in taxes, how is this going to impact, you know, the rest of my money, how much more of my Social Security is going to be taxable because it's completely tax-free. And now is the time to do it. This big, beautiful bill put into effect for those certain individuals and certain income brackets and certain ages, it gave them an extra $6,000 a person mm-hmm. in standard deduction. You know, so I have a guy that we're doing an extra $12,000 a year in Roth conversion for him this year.
It's huge.
And guess what? He's not paying any additional taxes on it because of that additional standard deduction that he has in place. So that's $12,000. He's able to move from pre-tax to tax-free without the government getting a penny of it because of this additional standard deduction.
Yeah.
And folks, this isn't something that you can fix in April, right?
Right.
This needs done by year end.
Yeah.
Something like Roth conversions need to be completed by December 31st. And let me tell you, you know, our offices get busy. We have some availability open throughout the end of the year, but the financial institutions get busy as well. The Charles Schwabs, the Fidelities, the Vanguards.
Yeah.
So it is crucial that you are doing this now, if not with us, with your current advisor,
yeah.
if they offer that kind of advice.
Sure, and a lot don't.
You know, yeah, they don't. Some of them say, you know, we're not allowed to offer any kind of tax planning strategies, nothing like that. We do. So folks, if you need to do some tax planning now, or you're curious if that might be you, that you're eligible for some additional tax planning on the government's dime, call the number 412-286-1470. Luke and Mike are there to answer the phones and get you scheduled ASAP. We have some times next week, the week after, to get you in before the Christmas comes.
Yeah, I love it. And to talk a little bit about the Roth conversion, I want to touch on the importance of time is mm-hmm. in the Roth conversion strategy. Because how often do we come in, or do we have people come in that say, you know, I'm a year away from RMDs, I've never really had a tax strategy, let's tax plan.
So often.
Right? And what people don't realize is that a tax plan and a tax strategy in your retirement is not just let's get it set up and mm-hmm. boom, my tax planning is complete and effective. No, tax planning is a year by year, and it's a continued process that requires time. I'll give you an example. Was just looking at this with a client, and we were deciding, does it make sense to do one this year, or should we just wait until next year? And what we had looked at was by the time 75 rolls around for him, he wasn't going to convert $100,000 this year. But when we ran the numbers, waiting to do that conversion mm-hmm. just 1 year could be the difference of about $100,000 in the Roth account down the road because of the time that takes for the tax plan to really start to generate. And are we going to be able for some people to totally avoid paying any taxes at RMD time or whatever the case may be? No, but if we're not entertaining and enacting a way to start to mitigate this, that RMD bomb, and for a lot of people, that's the priority. For a lot of people, the priority is to leave more tax-free money to their kids, because how often do we hear, oh, my kids are doing way better financially than I ever did? And so the tax bomb coming for them. So there's different ways that this can be important, but it requires that time.
It does. You know, tax planning is not something you fix in a year. It needs to be slow and methodical. And mm-hmm. I have some folks that what we're doing for them is Roth conversions within their income annuities. Mm. Okay. So we're doing Roth conversions over a 5-year period so that by the time they retire, you know, all of their money will be Roth. Okay. They won't have any pre-tax money. So they'll have income for life coming from their Roth income annuities completely tax-free. So if they make it to 100 years old, every dollar that's coming out of that Roth annuity is tax-free. But let me tell you what else that does. You know, Social Security's taxes are dependent on your income. Your income can come from, you know, IRA distributions, you know, pensions, Social Security. They look at all of that income together. Now, because their income from their annuity is going to be tax-free, that reduces their overall taxable income in the IRS's eyes, which then allows their Social Security to be tax-free. So they will now have about $50,000 a year coming from their Social Security, $50,000 a year coming from their income annuities, and not pay a penny in taxes on it.
And hang on, Michael, I want to go back because my head might explode here. Are you saying that they were able to lock in a great payout rate when interest rates are high, mm-hmm. but they're able to do that within the income annuity
Absolutely.
To make that income tax-free in the future?
Yeah, so they can they secured the money while interest rates were high with pre-tax money, and we're doing the Roth conversions inside of the annuity. So that way, like I said, they'll have tax-free income for the rest of their lives, and their other monies that are in the growth bucket are also Roth now, so those are going to grow tax-free. If they need additional money, they don't have to worry about taxes. When they leave money to their family, they don't have to worry about any taxes. Their kids are going to pay on it. Really, the goal, and I think everyone can agree on this, is to not pay any more in taxes than you need to.
Yeah.
And that's what having an advisor like us, and there's others out there, that focus on all 5 key areas of retirement planning is crucial. It's not just about making sure you have a diversified portfolio. It's making sure you have an income stream that'll get you what you need for the rest of your life. It's making sure that you have a strategy that reduces what you'll pay in taxes over your lifetime. It's about making sure the investments line up with the priorities you have in retirement, making sure you have a strategy for the healthcare, you know, before the health insurance, and after, potentially, the long-term care.
Yeah.
And lastly, making sure you have a plan of how to leave monies to your family as efficiently as possible.
Yeah, and let's talk about that a little bit, some other year-end planning stuff before we go to our next break. You said something to me the other day that I loved how you worded it, is for the retiree, at the end of the year, everybody always talks about rebalancing, right? Do we need to rebalance our portfolio? Do we need to rebalance our portfolio? But what you said was, as a retiree, there's a difference between rebalancing and reprioritizing. Mm. And that's so important when we get to that stage, because the difference of 1 year when you're going from 40 to 41, not that big. Your priorities have not changed. Your time horizon to retirement has gone from 24 years to 23 years. So not a huge change. But that change between 62 and 63, or 63 to 64, or 65 being Medicare age, those changes just in a year timeline can be so, so important. So I loved how you said that.
Rebalancing.
Yeah.
So folks, if you haven't had a chance to order the book, and if you haven't had a chance to do any tax planning with your advisor, I highly recommend you give Luke and Mike a call. They will find a time to squeeze you in. There is limited space available, so call 412-286-1470 to schedule your complimentary Right Track financial review.
All right, don't forget it. Luke and Mike right now standing by throughout the rest of the hour. If you need anything, 412-286-1470, 412-286-1470, and again, Right Track Your Retirement, written by Brian Caranto. They'll send it to you. Pick up the shipping free, righttrackpittsburgh.com. Back with more with Ben and Mike in just a couple of moments on KDKA.
These are the people who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on 100.1 FM and AM 1020. KDKA.
All right, we got some questions from our great audience. We're going to do that now with Michael Diolis, who you heard moments ago, along with Ben, as we're getting fired up for the final segment today. Brian is off. I do want to remind you that Luke and Mike are there until the top of the hour. 412-286-1470, 412-286-1470. Right Track Your Retirement, great stocking stuffer, good for yourself. Gift yourself this. Brian wrote it. It'll help you navigate everything you need to know when it comes to Right Track Your Retirement, getting you back on track. Right Pittsburgh.com. They'll send it to you and pick up the shipping free. Now, let's get to those questions, gentlemen.
Yeah, so we have a lot of people that call into our show, that come into our office, and we hear the same questions over and over again. And you know, if any of these questions sound like you, give our number a call. These are the problems that we solve. So, one, can I retire, Ben, if most of my money is in a 401k?
Yeah, you know, it's interesting because that's a lot of what we see. Right.
Mm-hmm.
And Brian talks about it kind of in the book as this grand experiment that they took away the pensions and they've replaced it with this 401k. And so a lot of people that we see, 99% of their savings are in a 401k program, a 403 program. The answer to that is yes. You can retire if all your money is in a 401k program. But two things are so, so important with that. And number one is a distribution plan, right? We look at our five key areas of a retirement plan: income, taxes, investments, healthcare, and legacy. Income's at the top of that list for a reason, because we need a distribution plan that takes into account that there's going to be tax on that money coming out.
Right.
And that leads me to the second thing, where a tax strategy for somebody who already has 100% of their money in Roth isn't needed, right? But when so many people we see have all of their money pre-tax, that's when a tax strategy becomes so important, and it has to be coupled with that distribution strategy to make sure that we have that predictable income. Okay, now I want to ask you, Michael, because we talk about on the show a lot annuities, and if you Google annuity, you might as well Google stock, because there's a million different things that'll come up. And we talk about a lot of good. Are there bad annuities out there?
Yeah, you better believe it. Right. You know, we see them every single day in our office, where someone will come in and say, "Hey, I think I'm good. I read your book. I watch your show all the time. Here's what my plan looks like. I have two buckets. I have an annuity safe bucket and I have my market risk bucket, but the annuity that they have is not safe because it's a variable annuity." Mm. Folks, we never, and I mean never, use variable annuities in our office. So Do yourselves a favor. Go out there and Google what bad annuities are out there and what are some of the bad things about annuities. Right. Here's what you're going to hear. High fees.
Yep.
That is a variable annuity. I just did a call with a woman, Ben. She's been in this variable annuity for 15 years now.
Oh, gosh.
Okay. She started with $100,000 in there. There is now $130,000 in there. The market's been great over the past 15 right. years. Variable annuities, folks, for those of you who don't know, are in the stock market.
Yeah.
Her yearly fees were 4.5% per year.
Oh, my gosh.
Inside of the annuity. So she's had, I mean, just to stay above water, she needs to earn 4.5% per year. To earn any money, she needs to go above and beyond that. So this is why we don't use variable annuities. There's extremely high fees in them, and they're in the market. They're not safe. The whole purpose of us using the annuity in that safe buck is to protect the money. So yes, there are bad annuities out there. We never use variable annuities. And also, another thing you'll find if you say, look up why annuities are bad is you lose control of your money. Yeah. That happens inside of an immediate annuity,
right,
which we do not use either because that's the stories you'll hear of, mom and dad bought an immediate annuity and then they died a few years later and the insurance company kept all the money.
Yeah.
Of course they did because they bought the wrong type of annuity. Yeah. And some of these weren't available back then. There's been a huge swing in the different annuities that are offered now. So yes, you have to be careful. Work with a fiduciary. Not somebody that's, insurance annuity only. Work with someone that can see the whole landscape of what's available. And one that works with multiple carriers as well. Yeah. Not one that just pushes the exact same product to every single person they see. I'm not naming any names out there.
Sure. Yeah. And that's a good point. I mean, if I'm a fiduciary, but I can only use and I work for XYZ company, but I know that ABC company down the street's got a better income, better fixed interest rate, whatever your purpose of your annuity is. Am I truly working in a fiduciary capacity?
No.
Heck no.
You're not. I mean, to the best of your ability,
sure.
You are.
Sure.
But what we're able to do, folks, is we have a software that shops the market of what is the best available product. We type in your information, your names, your ages, your birthdays, what you're looking to accomplish. Yeah. And what our software does is it finds what product is best for you, with what different companies that are available. Mm-hmm. And that's what we do at Secure Money Advisors. So folks, if, like I said before, if any of these questions are sounding familiar, you are not alone. Brian's book, Right Track Your Retirement, answers many of these questions and lays out a clear planning framework. And you can request it at righttrackpittsburgh.com. And if you want to walk through your own situation with a fiduciary advisor, one-on-one, completely complimentary, the only other word is free. I hate that word free. I feel it devalues right. what you get out of the meeting,
right.
is to schedule this Right Track financial review. There is no cost, no obligation. Promise you will not be sold a thing in this meeting. You'll sit down with one of us as a fiduciary advisor and make sure there's no red flags that are going to ruin your retirement.
Listen, guys, great job today. And next generation is in good hands.
Thanks,
all right,
Rob.
You bet. All right, stay with us. News at 9, then we'll come back much more today. We're here till 1 o'clock. It's your Pat Pack. KDK, 100.1 FM, AM 1020. Big story. Margo's been all over it. Andy Amron dropped by here earlier today. Could have some significant snowfall later on today. Should start around 1 o'clock. And then the temperatures will start to dip and become very frigid over the next 24 hours. So stay with KDK. AccuWeather, of course, throughout the day and the weekend. KDK, 100.1 FM, AM 1020. Good morning.
The proceeding was paid for by Secure Money Advisors. Information on the program was intended to solely further the public's general knowledge about the product. Opinions expressed should not be relied upon for any purpose by any member of the audience. News Radio KDKA does not guarantee the accuracy of any of the information heard on the preceding program. Investment advisory services are offered through Foundations Investment Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. The content provided is intended for informational and educational purposes only. The views, statements, and opinions expressed herein are those of the individual speakers and not necessarily those of Foundations or its affiliates. The information contained herein does not constitute an offer to sell any securities or represent an express or implied opinion or endorsement of any specific opportunity, offering, or issuer. Any discussion on performance or returns is not indicative of future results. Foundations does not provide legal or tax advice.